First thing I'd like to do is, one, thank all of you for being here, but more importantly, our fans. It'll seem like Mardi Gras in that building tonight. I don't know what the actual attendance was, but for those who believed in us, cared to come out, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know the weather was terrible. For all the staff that had to work and grind on a day like today, thank you. To all the maintenance people who are pushing snow and making it feasible, thank you. You know, it was a few people missed it, but to those who showed, it was an incredible atmosphere. Shows the passion and the love they have for Illinois basketball. And again, I say thank you to that. But that's a really, really good basketball team. And Wisconsin is every bit as good as advertised. I see why they were they're number one in the country in quad one wins and quad two wins. It's a tribute to Greg to see the development of Tyler Wall, to see the development of Johnny Davis and how those guys have emerged into elite players. You know, Brad is, we've all seen Brad forever. I didn't know early if we'd ever get a stop. I thought the second half we had a little teeth in our defense, that ended up being the difference. And I think they were 2 for 23 before the last three that they threw in. Our goal was to hold them under four, to challenge those threes, make them shoot hard twos, and then you know on the offensive end. You know, it was an unusual, a little bit of an unusual night, which we're coming, becoming very accustomed to seeing. You know, Plummer was just a gravity guy tonight. I mean, wherever he went, there were guys with him. He was never, Brad Davison never left him. He was assignment sound, and that's okay. And you know, freed things up for Kofi. Jake got some really clean looks, you know, tonight Kofi was the best player on the court and maybe the best player in the country. But again, I think it stems to the second half about all about our defense, and it led to better offense.
Over here to the right, Brad.
Wisconsin does a really good job executing offensively. In the first half, they got a few things early, but what adjustments you make at halftime to take those away and make it more isolation type stuff?
We just needed to get in them a little bit. I mean, we were just so passive. We were letting them run their stuff. And, you know, you let them run their stuff. And Tyler Wall, great example, had a huge first half, had 12. We just let them catch it. You know, there was no real resistance. And then when they did miss, they got the offensive rebound. And, it was just us just being we just didn't have any bite. And second half we came out, and I thought towards the end of the first half we started to establish a little bit. But, you can't do that against a team like that very often. But, you know, I thought DeMonte was and Trent were huge. You know, 5 of 19 for Johnny. He scored his points because he got to the foul line. But you force somebody into 20% shooting, made all of his shots hard, and, you know, Brad didn't have a three. And again, that's a tribute to Trent. So, we resisted some passes a little bit. We took away their easy post up catches, and that helped us.
Jeremy,
Brad, it seems like DeMonte and Trent force players into off nights almost every time they hit the four. What's that mean if you can get the rest of your team to play that kind of defense? Like, what do those two set the tone? Like, how do they impact you every night?
Yeah, they impact what the other team does, and they can do and can't do, you know. And I think that it's you start having to look at, and Kofi's pretty darn good too. But you start looking at having to go to third and fourth options. You better have really, really good players to take advantage of that. And you know, Jake's job the second half, he held Tyler Wall to two, you know, We work on it a lot. It's about two-thirds of our practice is on the defensive side. The job plumber's done is much better. You know, now that we've got these freshmen starting to play, and you know, it's really helping us.
I know you got to talk about the whole next man up thing all year, but is there a mental lift just to knowing that you guys are as full strength as you can possibly be right now? And if so, what does that look like?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. And, you know, it's like in I felt so – and I still do. I feel great about Omar and Ben. And, you know, but let's call it what it is. It's pretty nice to have Kofi in the middle. You know, and Bello lived in the paint tonight. And – you know, he's a guy that you know, played 12, 13 minutes, and we'll work him back in as we go. And tonight was invaluable because Trent picked up a couple fouls. But you know, you've got a guy who no one is yet to stop, including Baylor last year, could stop him from getting in the paint, and that stresses the defense. So yeah, it's nice to actually have the whole group and to work with them every day.
Brad, you guys are in first place in the Big Ten after 11 games. Why is this team good enough to win a Big Ten championship?
Great character, great chemistry. I think most nights we fight really, 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 really hard. I think they care enough about each other to do that. It's you know, there's a lot of really talented teams. There's a lot of basketball left. You know, we've dealt with so much adversity. I think it's helped us draw closer. You know, how many teams in the, you know, maybe the exception of Houston, how many teams in the country played five games without, you know, arguably the best player in the country? And, you know, and another 2.5 months without another one. So who's really good and who's on a lot of All-American lists. So it's brought us together. And I hope that can help carry us the rest of the way.
Scott.
Jake told us that he just said he decided he was done struggling. He just said is that something only maybe a 24-year-old can do?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's Kofi helps him. Kofi helps him a lot. You know, he's a great post feeder, he's a great spacer, and when Jake rebounds and plays with that a little bit of bite on the defensive end, his offensive game just comes to him. And but that's a maturity. You know, Jake's got that California cool type. Nothing rattles him, nothing bothers him. And I really got on him the other day in practice, 2 days ago, and just challenged him because I'm tired of seeing him miss shots, and he's a good shooter, and he shoots a million balls every day. And it's like you said, he just got tired of it and said, "Man, I'm gonna make some balls." And that's nice to be able to have that maturity and to be able to do that.
Jeremy,
Brad, just clarify: did you want to limit Curbelo's minutes tonight? Was that part of the plan?
Well, I'm gonna be fair to him. I'm not gonna put him out here when he hasn't had a ton of minutes. Yeah, I played him more in the Purdue game than I ever anticipated. I think there's got to be an ease back in. You know, I think there's got to be a feel, a chemistry, a, you know, not just, you know, launch him out here and play, you know, 25, 30 minutes. You know, and we'll see how things go. He's had very limited practice time until, you know, he's just gotten back from his protocols. So, you know, it's trying to be very fair to him and very fair to our team. And you know, tonight worked out perfect because about the right kind of minutes. You know, it's what I kind of anticipated, and we'll see how those grow and what every situation has. And, you know, it's, you know, game by game.
Just to follow up, what's he do? I mean, to have him do what he did in the first half offensively when Frazier and Plummer were struggling, what kind of depth do you now have after the freshman and Curbelo now come?
I hope really, really good. Well, we all know how good Andre Curbelo is, and we haven't seen that this year. And now you see RJ Melendez is going to be special, guys. I mean, I'm just telling you, he's going to be special. And Luke Goody and Brandon, and I love those guys. And so I hope that's – I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable playing anybody. And that's rare for me. That's really rare.
In the back with you.
Brad, did you have any idea what kind of crowd to expect? Kofi said he wasn't sure at all and was kind of surprised when the game tipped off. Did you have any idea? And part two, did you do any shoveling today?
No, that's what my wife's for. Oh, that cost that. Absolutely a big joke. I actually shoveled this morning on my way to the to my truck, but I was shocked to really. I didn't think I'd see anybody in the upper bowl, and I figured some students would show up. The weather was nasty. Thank goodness it really kind of let up a little bit. I know when I drove in, but you know what? I had an unbelievable smile on my face when I get here 2 hours before, and I see everybody standing outside. And you know, now there may have been 30 packs packed in the snow, and everybody's having a good time from, you know, staying warm with the inside. But man, that's what makes this place so special. And I keep reiterating, I can't say that enough, but it means the world to me to see that crowd tonight. And it was loud. It was loud.
Rob, and then we'll go to the middle.
Back to Bello. I think you pulled him after he didn't get back on defense a couple times in the first half. Is it still with his emotions? Is that getting back into shape as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been good that way. He's been great that way. And you know, one of the things that's really hard for Bello is, you know, he lives in the paint. So you're talking about a transition defense play. I mean, somebody's, you know, got a cover for him when he drives and does those things. But yeah, he's been unbelievable in practice. He's like a different human being in a really positive way from early in the season.
You're in the middle.
You touched on UW's offense a little bit, but Johnny Davis said that a lot of it was them just getting unlucky, not being able to get shots to fall. From your perspective, how much was it? You know, you talked defensively that you guys really shut them down. I'd agree. But how much was it that they just couldn't get open looks to fall?
Well, and I'm not sure how many they got. I look forward to the film. I thought Johnny shot a couple balls that were in and out. You know, that's the game of basketball. You know, that's the one thing you can't, you know, really predict. I thought one of the biggest keys was they shot a lot of jump shots, and you know, especially after the first 12 minutes, you know, I felt like we were able to take that away. So, you know, it's a little harder on the road making jump shots. I would like to think this, our defense had something to do with that, and maybe even the offense of having to feel like you have to score could add a little pressure and bite. But Johnny's a great, great player, and you know, I just thought we made him work a lot tonight to get his looks.
Scott and then Andy,
you mentioned, you know, just Plummer just having, you know, sort of a gravitational pull, you know, with their defense. Just how impactful is that, even maybe on a night when he doesn't shoot it well, but he could? Well,
that's the whole key. That's why we brought him here. That is, when you talk about our whole game on the offensive side is very simple. It's about space. And when you can create space, however it is, and we ran one set a lot tonight and one action a lot. And, you know, when you've got to stay glued to him and put him in action, and, I mean, they didn't leave him. Great. You've done your job as a teammate in that game. And, you know, we've seen other teams adjust and do things according to him. But he's definitely at the top of the scouting report.
Andy?
Offensively, it seemed like you guys were kind of moving the ball quickly and able to flow well. What kind of went into your offensive flow just being kind of better than it had been maybe last week or the last couple of games?
Much better pace. We got away from calling as many sets, especially early in the first half. We just played into flow, what we call flow. Again, we took our opportunities. DeMonte got downhill a couple of times. You know, we found Kofi. You know, so we just better pace tonight.
Brad, are you seeing a more assertive Kofi when he gets that post touch, that there's not that pause after the catch? It seems like he knows what he wants to do before he catches the ball and knows a double's coming.
Yeah, I think he got it deep tonight. Now, they did a really good job early of really standing him up. You know, at the free throw line and not giving him a, you know, his depth. But, you know, You know, he made quick, decisive moves. He shot the couple he missed. He was off balance. He just kind of had a little lean to him. But yeah, he's starting to understand. He made nice passes out. We threw it back in on a repost a good amount of time. So I've been really pleased with the way he's growing in that area.
37 points and 12 rebounds against the team at the top of the Big Ten and the top 25. Is there a performance that you've coached for against that comes to mind? That just seems like really large numbers in this situation.
Well, it's right up there. I mean, I was able to be around Michael Beasley a lot. You know, Beas was pretty good too. I mean, Beas averaged 26 and 12 as a freshman. So, you know, he had a few 40-point nights and probably could have had 60-point nights if we'd have left him in. But that was a dominant performance. But, you know, and I say that against one of the best teams in the country. And that's a very good basketball team. They're where they're at for a reason.
Alec.
Brett, aside from working Curbelo back into things and getting used to everything, where can this team really improve in the last month of the regular season?
Oh, we've got to continue to get better on the glass. We've got to continue to get better defensively. We can't have lapses like we had tonight to start the game and where we don't have any bite and fight. You know, I thought our bench tonight really gave us a nice lift. I thought Luke and RJ, Bello, Omar right there in the first half gave us a good lift, gave us some good minutes, and you know, but I'm pleased. Those guys got to keep staying confident, keep working, and their time's coming.
All right, Brad.
As you're bringing these guys back, how do you work the matchups and who you want on the floor together as you're trying to combine these minutes? How does that factor into it?
I have no earthly idea yet. I'm being brutally honest. It's one of those things we got to see in practice. You know, I played yesterday with the three little guys a little bit. I haven't done that very much since really early in the fall. You know, we've spent some time with Bello off the ball and both on it. You know, we've also looked some playing big. So it's really hard, and it's almost a feel, yet you don't want to upset the apple cart. You know, we're doing some pretty good things, but it'll work itself out. And I do a lot by feel, based on the other team. So it's kind of a game by game deal.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Be safe, everybody. Thank you.